Hello, Rebels of the Sharp Evolution. Normally, I start off this podcast by saying hi, but I'm going to start this one off by saying hydration. We know how important hydration is for our bodies. It's the thing that keeps us running, right? You want to be a well-oiled machine. You want to be running efficiently. You know what can help you run efficiently? Liquid IV. It is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product that you are missing in your daily routine. It comes in a little stick that's a powder, and in just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. If you use it first thing in the morning, maybe before a workout, when you feel run down, maybe after a long night out and doing a little partying, you know what I mean? And even, what if you have like a long flight or something like that and you just bleh, right? We all feel that way, bleh. So add this to your water, and that convenient packaging can go with you anywhere you go, even if you're going to the gym or you're traveling or you're at work and maybe you didn't have a great breakfast. At least it's something that will fuel you up in the morning, and there's a whole bunch of flavors that are available, like sea berry, strawberry lemonade, Concord grape, lemon lime, pina colada, tropical punch, watermelon, strawberry, passion fruit, guava, acai berry. Did I say that right? I never know how to say that. But those are just some of the flavors. Here's some statistics for you folks. One stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water contains 5 essential vitamins: B3, B5, B6, B12, and even vitamin C. And we all know how important those B vitamins are. It's got 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's made with premium ingredients. It's non-GMO, and it is free from gluten, dairy, and soy. I'm going to offer you a great deal, Rebels. If you go to liquidiv.com and use offer code Sherpa, you can get 20% off of anything that you order on that site when you're shopping for some better hydration. So that's Liquid IV. Check it out at liquidiv.com. Podcast that you're listening to is being presented to you in cooperation with the SJ Network. If you're a person who'd like to appear on a podcast, contact Stephen Joyner at sj-network.com. Let's get on with the show.
This week's guest on The Sherpa Screening Room, Debbie Sue Goodman, has written several books on her dating life.
My girlfriend dated a clown right before she met me. I've got some big shoes to fill.
Coming to you from Sherpa Chalet in beautiful downtown Mount Podcastia, it's time for entertainment interviews in The Sherpa Screening Room. Grab an aisle seat and a bucket of popcorn, but don't crunch too loud or you'll miss the show. Now, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hello there, Rebels of the Sherpavolution. Welcome to the Sherpa Screening Room. It is a presentation of Too Many Podcasts, which, of course, is the podcast about podcasts. But we're not talking about podcasts this week. It's the type of episodes that we get every once in a while when we get to talk to creators, you know, like either authors or actors or singers, directors. And my guest today, her name is Debbie Sue Goodman. She's coming to us from Chicago, as they say. She is an author and a comic, and she's spending a little time here, and we're going to get to know her. And here you go. Me and Debbie Sue Goodman chatting away. Hello there, Rebels. We're here for another episode of the Sherpa Screening Room. My guest this week is an author and an entertainer. She's coming to us from Chicago. Her name is Debbie Sue Goodman. She's written 3 books about her dating life and among other things. And we're going to have a little chat with her and get to know her. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for inviting me.
So how long have you been a performer?
Oh, I've been doing this for quite a number of years, actually. I started out in plays in my local theater, and then I did some musicals, and then I was an actress in some plays, and in school I took chorus, and then became a vocalist, and I started doing all kinds of different things. I love to write, so I wrote books. I decided that I had all kinds of poems, poetry, and I also wrote song lyrics. So decided to put some funny stories about my life, some sad stories, some poems, some songs. And my first book is called Still Single by Debbie Sue Goodman. And then I had, then after a while, I started going on some humorous dates. And a lot of the fellows I stayed friends with, I didn't use any names or anything in the books, but they were always giving me ideas about their humorous dates and their single life. So I decided to write a book called Still Dating. So the first one was called Still Single, second one Still Dating, and the next one will be I Give Up. But I was doing some different shows and things throughout the years. But how I became a comedian was I was doing an author event, and there was a talent agent there from one of the local comedy clubs came up to me and said, you know, these stories are very funny, and I think that, you know, you sing, you're like a musical comic, you should do comedy. So I started doing some open mics, and then I got invited to do birthday parties, perform at birthday parties and singles events, senior citizen events, charity events, and all kinds of different things through the years. And I really enjoyed what I was doing. And I was married for a while. I met someone and got married. I wasn't real happy. It ended nicely, but I wrote a drama story, my third book called My Husband, the Stranger by Debbie Sue Goodman. And that one's sort of a three hanky weeper. It's not a comedy, but it's a different story. One of my girlfriends went through a divorce, and then I had another friend that had a divorce, and then I went through an annulment. So we all got together and I put sort of a few stories together and then wrote My Husband, the Stranger. And then after that, I just been doing a lot of writing. I wrote a screenplay called Dating Dilemmas, and I won several awards actually for best comedy in Chicago and comedian and best script screenplay for Cinefest that was online also. And I had it was a Believe in Your Dream Cinefest that I won for the best script screenplay. And I've really been having a wonderful time, Jim. I really have. Performing and enjoying everything.
So did you have any influences in comedy, even though you kind of started not directly with it?
Well, there's so many comedians that I loved, and I always watched the I Love Lucy show. I thought she was fabulous, and I really loved Lucille Ball, and I enjoy Jerry Seinfeld. I love his comedy, Rita Rudner. There's so many comedians that I've loved through the years. And recently, Sebastian Maniscalco, I saw him in person, and he is hysterical. I get a kick out of him. He's wonderful. There's so many that I enjoy. I mean, I really have seen Richard Lewis. There's really a ton of comedians that I have seen live in person, and they're all great. I'm honored to be able to perform and do my shows. And I get on stage and I tell jokes, not just about being single, but I also talk about, you know, funny family stories. And then I burst into like all these impressions of celebrities through the years, and people that come to my shows and have been to my shows in the past know that I love Liza Minnelli. I do a Liza Minnelli impression, Ethel Merman, all the greats, Judy Garland. I sing, and I kind of incorporated all these impersonations of these celebrities in my shows, and everybody has a good time.
So I was wondering if you could share one of your bad dating stories.
Oh my goodness. I've got lucky because I really have wonderful friends. I have to say that. And one that I've been hanging out with for over 10 years, but we kind of are companions and have a good time. But I really, through the years have really met someone unusual people. I was standing in line at my local post office many moons ago, and I was just holding a bunch of envelopes and you know, to mail. And then there was a guy behind me that tapped me on the shoulder, and he had a stack of envelopes. And I was on my lunch break at work, and he just tapped me on the shoulder and he said, you know, with a face like that, I feel like I could tell you anything. He says, I'm going to tell you everything. And he starts talking. He goes, I lost my last four jobs. Yep, they fired me. I'm mailing out six resumes, and my car was repossessed. So I gave him my phone number. He looked like a nice guy. And I got back to the office, and he called me up, and I hear this strange noise in the background, Jim. It sounded like a washer and dryer. Sure enough, he said, I'm calling you from the local laundromat. They took my phone away. I've only got a minute to talk because I'm running out of change because I'm calling you from a payphone. I thought, payphone? Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it. He says, but I'd like to take you on a date for a walk. Oh, I said, a walk on the first date? I don't do things like that. Maybe the second, maybe the third, but not the first date. That was one of the stories that I start out with my comedy shows talking about. And then I go on to other humorous stories and stuff. That's a favorite. That one's a favorite for everybody.
Well, at least you know he had clean clothes for it then.
Yes, I'm a clean comic for sure.
So what inspired you to do the screenplay that you wrote?
Oh, I just kind of, before my mom passed, she was my biggest supporter, my biggest fan. And we were talking and she says, you know, you should really do something that would be about, not only about dating, that the dates you've gone on and trying online dating. And when I talked her into trying online dating, when she became a widow, she said, you know, you should really make this into some type of a play or, you know, something that you can perform with another actress, which I have been doing, performed at some small theaters in Chicago and in some comedy clubs with this play. What it is it's a it's about a single daughter that her widowed mother talks her into online dating. And then the single daughter, after she goes out on a few dates, talks the mother into trying online dating. And then the mother goes on some really hilarious dates. And then it just goes on and on. And we filmed some short films about dating dilemmas and had different actors in there. And now I've been doing some other films where I'm an actress and more some drama stories, mm-hmm. not only a comedy, but, not just comedy, but also some dramas. And then I wrote another script called Talk Over Tea, and I've been performing with my actor friend, John McDonald, and we're having such a good time because we do all these short films and enjoy filming and worked with so many wonderful Chicago filmmakers. And I was a lead actress in a short film called Washed Up by Chi-Town Films. And it's Chi-Town Sugar Films is the name of it. Sarah, the wonderful, wonderful filmmaker who invited me to have the lead part is actually about a famous comedian, and John plays a dishwasher, and they kind of bump into each other in the story years later, and they were at one time friends years before, and they hadn't seen each other for, oh my goodness, for many, many years. And then they start talking, and he recognized her, and it's really a great story. And we had premiere that was in a Chicago theater, and then we had a screening, and we're going to have more film screenings, and it'll be released sometime in March. And then and another short film I did with Dresta Productions. It's another film company in Chicago with Dre, a wonderful filmmaker. And he invited me to have a small part in his film also, and that will be released in March. And then did another short film, a thriller that I was a writer on it, one of the writers on it, called Framed. And that was with Indie Productions. Wonderful Dan is the filmmaker with Indie, and he filmed us. And I've just been meeting wonderful, talented people and enjoying doing all these things.
Chicago comedy seems to be kind of in its own little niche, because I know people refer to, you know, New York comics and Boston comics and L.A. comics. What is it that gives Chicago an edge for comedy? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I think some of the greats, I mean, we really, started in Chicago, and all the comedy clubs, it's just there's a lot. There's a lot of clubs. And I just feel that, you know, Chicago is always going to be a town where we have not only just the theaters and the comedy club, just wonderful performers. And I think it's a great town. You know, I grew up here, and I've always enjoyed being here. I travel too, but and I hope to travel some more and perform my comedy in different places. And I love Chicago. They have, you know, the great entertainment in Chicago.
Did you have any like memorable comedy gigs?
Oh, I've had so many. I've performed for singles groups, and I've done, I did one for a mayor of a town called Franklin Park. There was maybe like, oh, close to 200 people there. And we had a great time. They had a luncheon. I've done performances for singles and senior groups. and not only comedy clubs, charity events, all kinds of things. And I love all of them. I really do. And I've performed for birthday parties. I performed for a 90-year-old man, and he had such a great time. He was singing along with me. He was laughing at the jokes, and they rented out a whole restaurant, and they all had dinner. And then I was the entertainer, and that one was so much fun. I mean, I enjoy all my shows, but that was just fabulous. And then I performed for various women's groups. I was in another town in Wakanda, and we had a wonderful crowd there. And one of my friends came to see me there. It was about an hour away from where I live, and everyone just had a great time. They had one time where they had an ice cream social, and I was the performer there, and I enjoyed it. And I've done library events, and we fill up the room, and everybody has a great time. I've done library events. I've done bookstores when a lot of my author events were in, you know, bookstores. A lot of the bookstores, few of them closed, but they don't have as many author events as they had when my first book came out, when I first started doing book signings. But when I do, I had a great time. I really enjoy it.
Are there any other books coming out, or is it that kind of on the back burner for now?
Well, I was thinking of doing another one. I started, and I'm actually almost finished. It's more of a thriller. I won't give it away, but I am enjoying writing the scripts and the screenplays. I wrote two more. So I will write another book and maybe release this next one. That would be great. But I'm enjoying the write. I do love to write.
So if people want to check out your books and your stand-up, where should they go?
And you can find me online. You could find me. I'm on Instagram under my full name, Debbie Sue Goodman, Goodman. And they can go to Instagram or I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, and I'm not on Twitter as much as Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. They can find me. And also on my website, stillsingle.org. And then you can write me a note, say hello.
Okay. Yeah, I know you got to be careful with Twitter sometimes, because I know now it's X and it's still just a cesspool with a new name, you know?
I know. I was so surprised when I saw it. I really was. And I'm pretty much, I have like 5,000 friends on Facebook, so I think I'm at my limit. But, you know, they don't let you add more. But I do have a LinkedIn account, and I have my profiles on there. And then you can just, if they go to stillsingleon.org, they can find where my future shows are and read up a little bit about me. There's various articles that I've had, wonderful articles in Chicago newspapers and surrounding newspapers about my shows and my books and everything. And they can read about me and see some photos.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's Debbie Sue Goodman coming to us from Chicago. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, for inviting me.
Let's get back to the Sherpa.
Sorry about that.
Thanks so much to Debbie Sue for swinging by the Sherpa Screening Room, and we're here for you every week on your favorite podcast apps or on SherpaLution.com, or, yes, you get another, or the SherpaLution YouTube page. Yes, it's just audio, no videos. You're welcome. Trust me on that one. And if you leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts, you know what'll happen. You just have to let me know, and you can be eligible to win podcast merchandise. There, I changed the song again. Now, how about that? You guys didn't think I was that clever, did you? You know, if you were a fan of 80s music, you can listen to me doing my little music show on the Amp app, and it is available on your Alexa speaker. Just say, Alexa, play too many 80s songs on Amp.
What radio station would you like to hear?
Be quiet back there. Sorry. It's hard to get good help these days. Okay. Anyway, that's what you got to do. And you can hear a whole bunch of 80 songs. And I take requests and dedications if you're on the app, and swing by and say hello and we can chat. So until then, we've got a really great episode coming up for you next week. And I think we're actually kicking October off, if you're listening to this in real time, with a couple of little spooky shows and interesting phenomena. So we will be speaking with Brandon Schexnader of the Southern Gothic podcast. And he's got some Southern history and spooky stories. He brought along a spooky story for you to check out. Check out his podcast as well. And until then, I think, Lord Mr. Bruce, we can get on out of here. So we will see you next time for our show with Brandon. And I will leave you with a hearty
Viva la Sherpalution!
Thanks for listening to the Sherpa Screening Room. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. I'm Mr. Bruce, and this has been a Sherpaloo Studios production. Viva la Sherpalution!
You know, Rebels, if you've been checking out some of my promotional ads on social media, you'll be aware that I have been using a lot of AI programs to help me create ads. But you know what? There's a lot more uses for AI than just funny little videos. And I'd like to introduce one of our new sponsors, Podium. It is a leader in creating AI tools for podcasters. Now, let's say you've got a podcast, or maybe you're even thinking of doing a podcast. You're probably wondering, well, how can AI be integrated with your workflow? I'll tell you about Podium. As a podcaster, you know that writing show notes and creating chapters and transcribing episodes takes a lot of time, and it can cost you a lot of money too. But you know what? That's where Podium comes in. It's an AI tool designed specifically for creators and podcasters with the goal of making post-production tasks quick and easy. And in just a few minutes, Podium generates show notes, chapters, summaries, clips for social media, a full transcript, suggested episode titles, social media posts, and more. Whew, that's a lot of work for one little program. Your show notes are key to your podcast success because it helps new listeners find your podcast and they'll know if it's a fit for them, you know, kind of like too many podcasts. It also improves your SEO, that's your search engine optimization. Ooh, big phrase there. And overall accessibility. And with Podium, you can focus on creating a great podcast and let Podium's AI do the heavy lifting. But Podium isn't just for solo creators and podcasters. It's a game changer for editors, producers, marketers, agencies, and production studios. Teams that use Podiums are able to increase workloads, decrease turnaround times, and improve their quality. How does it work? Very easy. First, go to Podium's website, and you'll see that link that's right there in the show notes. You get 3 hours free just to try it. Pretty cool, huh? And using that link also supports this show as well. And you know what else happens? Because I'm a good guy. You use my link, you will get 50% off for your first month. So visit the site, upload an MP3 file, and download your files, and that's it. And if you need anything else, you can use Podium GPT to generate articles and any marketing copy you might need in seconds. Instant show notes, transcripts, chapters for your podcast or channel. This will level up that podcast. So check out Podium today.